Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
The next little phrase we want to look at is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. My friend, Dr. Elmer Towns, says when he prays that, he sort of chuckles and says, Lord, I can get there on my own merits. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, you don't need to lead me. I'm tempted enough. But that's the part of the prayer. Lord, protect me from temptation is what he's saying. All of us are tempted, but he will never, and Scripture is very clear on this, he will never allow us to be tempted without also providing a means of escape. So the question becomes, do I make the right choice? Or do I see how close I can get to the temptation and then fall? There are times that we just need to lace up our tennis shoes and run. We don't need to see how close we can get to something. We need to run away from something. But lead me not into temptation and deliver me from evil. You ought to pray that prayer, and not only pray it, but practice it. You need to cooperate. I need to cooperate with what God wants to do in my life. Lead me not into temptation. If you think something that you're watching on television is going to tempt you to do something you shouldn't do, turn the TV off. If you think a certain route home is going to tempt you to do something, take another route. Just put some good common sense on that prayer, my friend, and live it out. Have a good day, and I'll look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.